This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, by the way, they're impeaching Donald Trump again. Yes, Democrats are. So unimportant and been done so many times. Such an old shtick that I actually didn't get around to mentioning this morning until 8:23. That's how not seriously people take this. But anyway, yeah, they're impeaching him. 7 articles of impeachment. Some of these are priceless. But even more priceless, the guy they chose to deliver the message that they're impeaching the president. His name is Representative Sri Thanadar. He was not born here. He was born in India. Anyway. He's impeaching Trump. He's the one who filed the articles of impeachment. He's a member of Congress. Okay, here we go.
This is Congressman Sri Thanadar. Donald Trump has already done real damage to our democracy. But defying a unanimous 9-0 Supreme Court ruling, that has to be the final straw. It's time we impeach Donald J. Trump. The court said the wrongfully deported Kilmer Garcia must be allowed to return and receive due process. Trump ignored it. He ignored the Constitution. He ignored the very checks and balances that keep our democracy intact.
Yes. When I saw this, I was like, oh, yeah, I got to find out what do they impeach. They're not going to impeach him for St. Kilmer. They're like, that would be so politically duh. Oh, wow. They are impeaching him for St. Kilmer. The MS-13 human trafficking wife beater. Although I'm sure she deserved it, right? That's what the Democrats always think. Have you noticed the thread between all these guys? They beat women. And they love it, man. Oh, they love it. The guy that the judge in Wisconsin snuck out was a woman beater. Oh, yeah. He beat her so much she was in prison. She felt like she was in prison. She was in the hospital for 3 days. Some of these Democrats and women beat, they do not like women. They have issues. But then again, you look at David Hogg and you could see why you would develop issues. No, seriously, my 13-year-old, I think, has a higher testosterone count and bigger arms than David Hogg. I mean, not to go man to man, but that guy does not have like a vial of testosterone in his own body. There's something wrong there. He needs to, I looked at him, my husband and I were talking about this in seriousness. We weren't joking. He needs to have a blood draw. Have you seen that kid? Like, I don't know as a man how you get that small when you're full grown, but there's something wrong there. Anyway, Sri Thanadar continued. This is just so you could hear why they're impeaching him. They're really going to go full Kilmer.
This isn't an isolated incident. It's part of a dangerous, deliberate pattern. That's why today I introduced a resolution to impeach Donald J. Trump, outlining 7 articles of impeachment. Article 1. Obstruction of justice and abuse of executive power, from denying due process to unlawful deportations, Trump defied court orders. Article 2, taking away Congress's power of the purse, Trump dismantled agencies and froze funds without permission from Congress. Article 3, abuse of trade powers and international aggression. He imposed damaging tariffs and threatened military invasions of our allies.
Text your rights to the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. Guy who can barely speak English is leading the attempt to impeach. Yes. Another text your rights here. That congressman trying to impeach Trump reminds us of the movie My Cousin Vinny. Yes, Vinny was an American, like born here, in other words. Texture writes, listening to Sri, the lesson is that these foreigners they place in Congress are commies. I don't know. But you want to know what my favorite impeachment article was? About fell off my chair. They're not really doing this. And remember the Democrats, if you criticize their liberal media hacks, then you are repressing them. And that is somehow a violation of the First Amendment. Never mind, they're criticizing you. So if you, remove their cubby, think Reuters, out of the White House where they prepare the lies that they pass off as journalism, or, you know, Hillary's law firm loses their, security clearance so that they can't illegally troll the NSA database anymore for blackmail material on Republicans, stuff like that. They call that an infringement on speech. Listen to this. They have the unmitigated gall to impeach him for free speech violations.
Article 4, violation of First Amendment rights. He has retaliated against journalists, attorneys, and critics for exercising their right to free speech.
What? We just found out last week, Tulsi Gabbard declassified it. They had a censorship program that debanked you for having the wrong religious thing, Christian or political beliefs. They debanked the entire Trump family and took away Trump's social media accounts and took away our social media accounts. I just looked this up again. I have to pull the X files back up, the Twitter files, I guess you call them. Removed over 10 million posts, and that was just on Twitter. Canceled and destroyed more than 12,000 accounts. Why? So people couldn't say true things. Who did it? The FBI froze the account. The FBI had the account of the New York Post, the oldest continuously operating newspaper in America, founded by one of the founding fathers, Alexander Hamilton. The account of the New York Post froze it for telling the truth about the Hunter Biden laptop. The FBI did that. And they're going to impeach him for a First Amendment violation? Are you kidding me?
Article 4, violation of First Amendment rights. He has retaliated against journalists, attorneys, and critics for exercising their right to free speech.
That was Hillary's law firm. You know that, right? They were illegally trolling the NSA database. In the process, they launched the Russia collusion hoax. That's what they consider a violation of free speech, not silencing half the country in a program they knew darn well was illegal, so they classified it so that you couldn't catch them breaking the law, because it's illegal to call up banks and get people debanked for the things they say. It's illegal to take their social media accounts. You can't legally do it. Unbelievable. Texter writes, please make it stop. I can't listen to his voice anymore. Texter rates, don't laugh. If you're ever paying attention to Great Britain, France, Sweden, and Germany, we are fastly becoming in the same boat. Oh, no, no. We cover that almost daily on the show. Texter rates, Tara, so now they should take Biden to court with the same standard they took Trump to court, where he didn't have the protection of the presidency for Biden messing with our First Amendment. Right.